This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
You know, a couple of days ago, maybe it was even yesterday, I was telling you about Jack Pocket and how somebody here in town won $1 million.
Yeah.
Well, Pueblo, I think it was. They won $1 million. They'd bought it on Jack Pocket. And you and I have discussed Jack Pocket in the past. Carson's endorsed it. And I use it all the time.
And I don't trust it at all.
And you don't trust it at all. There's a lady in Texas that's won $83 million.
She won on February 17th.
Okay.
Yeah.
She won $83 million, bought the ticket through Jack Pocket. They're refusing to pay. Let me play the story before you get all puffy. Quit getting puffy.
Tuesday morning, with an
a
Texas woman walked through the doors of the lottery commission Tuesday morning with an $83.5 million lottery ticket, but she left empty-handed and uncertain.
I'm being treated as the bad guy.
Her winnings withheld amidst a political storm. Texas law.
She wanted to be anonymous.
Yeah, voice disguise.
Yeah. It's $83 million. She didn't want anybody to know.
But
right.
She's not going to get it. I don't know why she cares.
I thought we were replaying the Shaq O'Neal audio again when I heard that voice.
Her winnings withheld amidst a political storm. Texas lawmakers are currently debating the legality of lottery courier services, which allow you to buy lottery tickets on your phone. She purchased her winning ticket on a courier service called Jack Pocket.
Jamie, stop.
No,
stop. This is headed
drinking
to the
some
court.
Water and it's wrong pipe.
Never in a million years would think that there was anything sketchy or inappropriate.
A week after her win, the Lottery Commission announced it's banning those types of services. Typically, the commission would pay out the winnings within a three-day period after the ticket is presented. It does not appear that will happen this week. Howery says he and his client are prepared to take legal action if need be. But the woman with the winning ticket hopes it doesn't come to that.
This is an opportunity for me to do other things with my life. And I want to be able to go do those.
Man.
I don't know what $83 million is at 6% interest, but she's already lost out on thousands of dollars in interest.
$83 million. You think you've won, or you have won. You've got the ticket. Jack Pocket's in the middle. Now Texas doesn't want to pay. Oh, man. That would suck. It does. You know. It does make me rethink.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.